WRDOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with WD8RON, Mr. Ed, up there between Brevard and Rosman. Well, you know, my wife is on a low sodium diet because of her kidneys, and of course, when she's on it, I'm on it. So I don't think it's hurt me a bit, Ed, to be honest with you. And so she prepares it and puts it in front of me, and I eat it. don't grumble about it whatsoever. But yeah, if you'll get out there and do a little exercise and keep your joints moving and your internal organs are pumping and doing their thing, you'll last a whole lot longer. My dad, when he retired, the only thing he would do is he'd get out and go sit on his riding lawnmower. And when he wasn't sitting on his riding lawnmower, he was sitting in his recliner watching TV or sitting in the kitchen at the table drinking a cup of coffee, and he didn't get any exercise. And my dad didn't last but about five years after he retired, and he passed away. And I hate it to this day, but ain't nothing I can do about it but try to learn from his mistake and try to stay active.
Until he was 99, he was a prisoner of war of the Japanese in the Philippines. If you like history, you can read his autobiography. My brother put it on the web. My brother's site is www.RayWinstead.com/EGW, Echo Delta Whiskey. About 30 pages long. My father described life before the Army, how he got into the Army and why, life in the Army, life as a POW, and life after the Army.
It'll be an interesting read. I wrote that that website down. It's Ray Winstead /EDW.
Pronounced Winstead, WINSTEAD .com/EDW.
Written down wrong. I'm glad you corrected me on that. I'll have to pull that up and sit here and read that in a day or two. I won't do it tonight because I've got some other things I got to take care of, but I will read it.
Rather interesting. My brother put the site together. There's a lot more to it than that. If you click on a picture that's on the site, it will blow up full size. You can learn how to do that very quickly.
I will do that, and again, I appreciate that.
Picture of my mother on it. It's one of the old hand-tinted pictures. I think it was made in about 1938, and it's an 8x10. We still have it. My father carried it all through the camp when he was a prisoner, and nobody ever took it from him.
Amazing that they let him keep that picture. He must have had it well hidden.
Found out exactly how he did it, but he managed to hang on to it. And when you read his history, he was very fortunate how he was treated. He used to tell some stories, mostly humorous. I'm sure he had a lot of others he could have told, but by and large, he told humorous stories about what happened. And you'll read some of those when you read his biography.
No, Ed, if I were writing something like that, I think I would rather remember the more humorous sides of it than the other side. So I don't blame him for doing it that way.
He didn't really have any of the horror stories. He was not on the death march. He was on Corregidor. He was on a march later on through Manila, but he was not on what they call the death march on Bataan. My mother and I were evacuated in May before the war started.
Fortunate that y'all were able to get out of there before the fighting started.
She was a nurse. If I had come along, she would have stayed.
That's it.
I don't know how long it was. It was a couple years before she knew what had happened to her.
Not to be hard on, it's hard on everybody. You know, the people that are doing the fighting, the people that are at home, and, you know, they worry and carry on. And, well, it's just not a good situation to be in, on either side.
It's harder on the people at home sometimes than the people who are there. The people who are there know what's happening. The people here don't really know what's happening. Vietnam, people were here, well, there was a rocket attack, and it was about like saying there's, well, like saying there's a fire in Brevard. It doesn't directly affect me, and I didn't even know it was going on. Whereas people somewhere else say, oh, there was a fire in Brevard, they're immediately going to say, oh, were you involved? It's the same way with like rocket attacks in Vietnam. It was somewhere else, not directly affecting them.
Right, you know, if you're not directly involved in it, you don't really know what's going on. And that's the sad part about it. But that's the way it is, you know. It is hard on both sides all the way around.
It's still going on. I have had several classmates die in the last couple of months. You hear about the guys who were in Iraq and Iran and all the problems they have. Big problem in Vietnam was Agent Orange. I had a couple of classmates who have died of that recently and gone through all kinds of hell because of stuff that they caught because of that. The VA has a list of about a dozen diseases and probably more that Agent Orange may not have caused it, but it had a lot to do with it.
The DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with WD8RON, Mr. Ron, up there in, between Brevard and Rosman. I've had a bunch of classmates and close friends pass away of Agent Orange-related stuff as well. It's not something that we think about much anymore, but... I don't know what Agent Orange is. It was a defoliage chemical that they used to dump on the jungles and stuff to kill the foliage to help our side be able to see a little better what was going on, I guess. But it had some nasty chemicals in it, and it's caused a lot of problems for the men and women that were over there and exposed to it.
Out said that anybody in country is presumed to have been exposed to it, because nobody knows. Some people knew exactly how much they had. A lot of other people in country didn't really realize they had been exposed to it.
You're right, but you know, it's that stuff's like anything else that you spray through the air. It doesn't just drop on one spot. The air moves it around, and it carries it for miles, and you don't know what it's touched or who it's touched.
Now, while I've been talking, I dug out that sheet with the antenna links on it, and it's from, I don't have the exact site, but the author of it was Jack Victor Echo 3. Echo Delta. I say again, Victor Echo 3, Echo Delta. He's got a table, links and wavelengths and multiples that you do not want to use. And then he's got a whole listing of links to stay away from for long wire antennas.
Victor Echo 3, Echo Delta. I got that written down. I'll have to check that out as well. But you are just a gentleman of wealth of knowledge tonight. Appreciate, glad you stopped off with us a little bit and gave us some of this good information there, buddy.
I like to listen to the net. Sometimes I don't get in that much, but I like to listen. Once I pick up a mic, it's kind of hard to stop sometimes.
Completely.
Yeah, I think you find this table pretty interesting. I'll have to see if I can go back now and find out just where I got it from. One of these things, I make screenshots of stuff, and I thought I had the site in here. The one I got it from, this was linked to another site that I had been looking at when I looked up Long Wire.
A little research and development, but I'm sure you'll find where it came from.
Thing is, I've got the list.
It shortened your journey quite a bit since you've already got the list. But I hope it all helps you a whole bunch, and you get your antenna links and stuff set up. And the fellas over there in the Hendersonville Club come over and help you get it up. And nobody gets hurt. That's the main thing. All right. If we get the antenna up, great. If we get it down, that's okay, but don't want anybody to get hurt.
When I was up in Dearborn, I had a simple dipole. Had it running from my garage in the back of the house and then across the house, across the street. And I got a line team to put a pulley up on one of the phone poles. So I had it running to that with a pulley system so I could raise and lower it.
Good way to do it.
For Mars, I didn't do much else except with Mars.
Well, no, you know, the Army, I think, still has it, and the Air Force still has it. I don't think the Navy Mars, at least the affiliates around here, the Navy Mars kind of died out. I don't know if it's still going on or not.
The Navy was closed several years ago. When I was in Bragg, I was in the North Carolina Mars and also in Michigan. And I thought about getting back into it when I sat down here. However, they've changed everything as far as equipment and stuff. And we were passing the messages back and forth from the troops. Now they just get online and send emails. So that's changed. And then to get in Mars now, you got to have all kinds of modern stuff where it finds a little hole.
Digital.
The radio I'm going to use when I get my HF set up is one I got when I was in Japan, and it's a Kenwood TS-820S, and I heard you on tonight talking about a 520, and that's what I use for Mars because the 520 had greater frequency spread.
Radios are good radios, and the problem being is a lot of folks don't know how to use them. You know, they're so accustomed to computers and everything being menu driven, they just don't want to learn how to operate them. And of course, some of the old stuff is really good. I've got an old Hammerlin HQ-170 sitting over here behind me. And as a receiver goes, I'd much rather listen to that, and I had some of the new stuff.
I was instrumental in setting up a Mars station in Vietnam. We put in a good ground. We had the engineers dig a hole. With their biggest auger, dig a hole, put all kinds of scrap metal in it, the water pipe and salt. And we had reports that we had the best signal going out of country.
That a bit in the world there, young man. Oh, my goodness. But that is great. I'm glad you got that started over there. And hopefully you can get back into it over here and once you get everything set up there between Brevard and Rosman. What else you got for us tonight, Ed?
I am trying to send some scans to my brother that I scanned off a book. Found out that there's a limit to what size I can send, so I'm having to send him several messages for the stuff rather than just one message.
That happens occasionally, but I hope you're able to get all that scanned in and sent to your brother. And I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving, and tell your brother we said hello. I don't know who that gentleman is, but tell him hello from South Carolina.
See his email address when you go to that site, but he's not on the radio.
Well, I'm, you know, we can't all be on the radio, I guess. I've got me and my wife and my oldest son are all hams, but my youngest son, I tried to get him into it, and he's just not interested, so I don't guess he'll get his license anytime soon.
Well, I got into it because I was Signal Corps in the Army and wanted to know more about it, and got doing a whole lot with radio stuff. So just kind of evolved into the Mars.
100%, right?
License ever since. I haven't been on the air for 20-odd years now.
You're back on now, and you're fixing to get your HF station up and get it running, and you'll have more fun than you've had in the past 20 years, right?
Well, I have a lot of fun. I'm using an ICOM now that's 30 years old.
Nothing wrong with the older radios. I don't know how old this one is. I've got the amplifier I've got here is an old Collins, a 30L1. So that gives you some idea of some of the equipment that I have.
So we're using the Collins and the Mars, and I bought a Trio amplifier when I was in Japan, never used it. I just gave it to the Hendersonville Club. Carl there has gone through it in fine condition. They're going to set up and use that. They were going to try to use it for the contest, but couldn't get it hooked up in time because of the illness.
Enjoy it once they get it up and running, and see how well it really works.
I went over and monitored and worked with him one afternoon, and we could hear California and Puerto Rico, but we couldn't get a signal through, so the amplifier might have made a difference.
It might, but sometimes it doesn't make any difference whatsoever. Sometimes it has to do with propagation more than what kind of power you're putting out. And then other times you need a little extra punch to get it, get through. But I personally have never used I've been around amplifiers that would do legal limit or more. But 600 watts seems to be more than I need most of the time.
That's why I want to get a good antenna. I will try the Slinky and see how that does. It should be good between here in Michigan and down to Florida. I'm going to have it shoot east, though, so I'm not sure quite what that's going to do as far as north and south.
That Slinky would work well between Michigan and Florida and around this area. Trying to think. There's a couple of bands that might be kind of tough on, but most of the bands should be, that Slinky should be able to work real well.
Cut it for 40 meters. I got a tuner, so I'm not sure if I can tune it up to 80.
Leave you a coil down there for 80, I would imagine. You stretch it out and leave a coil there and check it with an analyzer or a good SWR bridge or something of that nature. I have used a grid dip meter to tune an antenna. That works as well, but you got to have a grid dip meter to make that work.
Well, I used to get one, but I still got it, but I haven't used it, so I'm not sure if it still works. I pulled out a couple walkie-talkies tonight. Try them, and they don't work at all, so I've got to put new batteries in it, so I've got to use a different set of batteries, but they don't beep at all.
Figured out, I'm sure. Most of the walkie-talkies, if, I don't know what how old they are, but most of them have got the older ones anyway. They've got like a 20, 35, something like that battery in them, about the size of a little bit bigger than a nickel or something. I went to, where'd I go to? Batteries Plus and got some that had the tabs already on them. And I bought what they had, and the guy says, I can put tabs on them. I said, you can? He said, yeah. And he's got a little welding machine there. And if you need that size battery and it doesn't have the tabs on it and you need them, he can attach those there on those batteries That's for the internal battery. That's not the rechargeable battery pack. That's for the memories.
AAA, either rechargeable or standard. But I've tried changing them, and so far, not having much luck. I'm going to go back and try them again. I've been playing with a scanner here for different police and so on here in the county. I think somebody left his mic open because it's on one of them and it hasn't moved in about an hour.
TOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with WD8RON. Well, that would probably be a pretty good indication that there's a keyed mic someplace if it hadn't moved off the scanner hadn't moved.
It goes right through them real fast, but it hasn't moved in a while. I'm curious when you finally get it sorted out what they're going to say.
They're not having problems with their radios on the other end there, right?
I've been through that. I can just imagine what the dispatcher is going through now trying to get hold of somebody. But I think most of the officers now are also carrying cell phones, so they should be able to reach them.
I would say all of them have cell phones.
Problem is knowing which one has his mic open.
I don't know that they'll find out, but if they do, they ought to strap his legs.
First time I've had it hang up like this, so I'm curious as to how long it's going to stay like this. It's interesting listening to the different things they run into.
I don't have a scanner here at the house. Don't care to listen to the police and the fire. Well, I might listen to the fire. Kind of watch them and where they go, and because there's a fire station not far from me. But as far as the police and all that goes, it doesn't bother me. They can do what they want to do, and leave me alone. Leave me out of it.
I try to stay out of it. I'd like to know what's going on. It's always interesting to me how they'll stop a car and find out that his license has been suspended or whatever. And I often wonder how they know to pick out those cars.
There's all kinds of stuff going on out there, but, you know, if you look for meanness, you're going to find meanness. If you look for good, you'll find good. But the meanness will still be out there. So, I don't know. I try to my best to not keep up with that. But I will say one thing, Ed. I'm glad that those men and women are out there in uniform. Doing their job, and it's one that I would not want myself. If it came down to my family going hungry, if I didn't do that, I'd go do it. But as long as I can do something else and feed my family, I ain't going to do police work.
I hear them doing a lot of good stuff, too. Rescuing people, helping welfare. If somebody's sick, somebody will call in, and they'll be one of the first ones to show up and do something.
Got the first responders, I really do, and they run towards stuff where the rest of us are running away from it.
See a mob, yeah, then I'm going to head the other direction. It was up New York City way back. You see a crowd of people collecting around somebody, and I'd always head off the other direction.
That's really a bad thing. Ed, let me make another call, see if there's any other check-ins for the net. And then I'll come back to you, okay? TOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet? Call KI4DOS.
Control, please check in KO4PXB, Lloyd in Simpsonville.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KO4TXB, Mr. Lloyd down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. Any others all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Pre-check. That's KO4 Papa X-ray Bravo.
That was a P instead of a T, but I wrote a T down. I'm going to be honest with you. That's what I wrote. But I got it corrected. Papa X-Ray Bravo, Lloyd down in Simpsonville, right?
That is correct.
And I appreciate you coming in there and straightening me out. That just proves one thing, I am human and I do make mistakes. But I appreciate you being with us and thanks for the correction. I'll try not to do that again. Let's see, WD8RON. Ed, back to you there, young man. What else you got for us?
Now, I need to get back and send this stuff to my brother so he can copy this book I'm looking at.
Well, I appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us. I enjoyed it. You sure did put out a lot of good information, and I appreciate that. You go on and get those scans sent to your brother. Hope everything goes well and it doesn't take you too long. And be listening for you on the HF side before too long. You take care. We'll say 73 to you for now. WD8RON, KI4DOS from the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
WD8RON, well, thanks for the conversation. I always enjoy it. Hope you have a good turkey day tomorrow.
Happy Thanksgiving as well there, Ed. You take care. Do we have any other comments or any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Net control, this is KO4PXB. I'd like to make a comment.
Go ahead, Lloyd.
I'd like to thank Chad, KO4NUE. He sent me a cable antenna because I'm in an HOA, so I can't have an antenna out anywhere. But he sent me a cable, and I got my adapters and the extending cable today. So hopefully it sounds good.
Up and on that 450-ohm ladder line antenna?
Yes, it's probably about 4 feet. It's probably about 4 or 5 feet long, so it's the one Chad sent me.
Really good. Glad you got it up and got it working, and glad Chad set that down there to you. And like I said, it's sounding good, everybody.
I definitely wanted to thank him personally. I said I've just got it hanging in the plastic blinds out on just right outside my window. It's still on the inside of the house, but it's just hanging on the blinds of the window, then it's just going down away from the metal.
Good job inside the house, it really is. And give him a call right quick, see if he's still by the frequency.
4NUE KO4PXB. Negative contact with KO4NUE, it's KO4PXB.
Lloyd, maybe you'll be able to catch him tomorrow and on the air. And if not, I will relay your information to him and tell him just how happy you are with it and how good it sounds. But I'm glad you got everything up and running. And there again, it's living in an HOA. I have never lived in one with a ham radio, that is. Lived in one years ago, but I wasn't ham then. I feel for you fellas that are in those HOAs where you can't go outside your house and or your residence there and put up a tower or a mast or an antenna or whatnot on the outside. I feel for you because I've never been in that situation, so I'm very fortunate. But it sounded good there, Lloyd. And if I hear Chad, I'll tell him that you're looking for him. I won't tell him what it's about. But you take care, and we'll talk at you later. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Any other comments? I'm just going to about wrap it up this evening. I'll go ahead and submit my net report, and then I'll finish closing the net out. Folks, had a grand total of 65 tonight. Great net. Yeah, appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land that came in and checked in with me. Come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling, best of my knowledge. Give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. This is KI-4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI-4DOS clear.